Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another podcast on ForsythSports365.com. This is Doug Thomas, and I'm at the field house at South Forsyth High School. And if I'm here, that means we're here for another Coach's Corner, and I can't obviously do it by myself. So I've got the man here with me, Coach James Thompson, and he's here to talk a little bit, a few minutes about what's been going on in the offseason. He has been working his butt off along with all these other guys, building coaches' staffs, getting players in, doing all kinds of stuff. So excited to talk about this as we head into the spring game. Coach, how you doing?
I'm great, man. It's going to be a good season. I'm excited.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you think about it, it's hard to believe. It seems like yesterday. Well, maybe at least for me, it seems like yesterday that the season ended and, you know, we were done. And I walked out and I'm pretty much done for a while. And I'm excited to be back doing this. But I know it's not that way for you. You have had doors open and closing, people in and out, and all kinds of stuff going on. So talk just a little bit before we get into the spring game, which is, folks, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's completely different, and we'll get into that in a minute. But just talk a little bit about what your life's been like. I know you've had camps. You've hosted camps. You've hosted coaches' clinics and everything else. But talk about what has been going on since the season's ended.
Man,
that's a tough question. It's a lot.
You know, I think you go in, you know, right when it's over, you got to kind of, I think you deal with your family life first. Mm-hmm. And you kind of got to get that situated. You got Christmas and those kind of things. So that was important. That was a good time. But then you get in the clinic season for me. And, you know, I worked for Nike, you know, running their coaching clinics really on the whole East Coast for a while. And then I took a job now with Glazier doing the same thing. So those occupied a ton of my time, just a lot to organize there and a lot of speakers to, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, that gets you through that. That's kind of through February, and then you're here in March, and now it's prepping for, you know, addressing your coaching staff and getting things ready here for May, which is where we are right now. But, yeah, it's been hectic. But, man, I'm glad to get out on the field and coach some football.
I bet you are. And, you know, I know that's exciting to get the, you get the kids out here for basically 2 weeks to prepare for, you know, what I'm calling a spring event, more than a spring game on Friday night. But one thing I would like to touch base on is the coaching staff here, because I'm looking at a very impressive list right here. A lot of returning coaches, but then a lot of new people walking into this building with a ton of experience that, you know, every one of these parents, these kids should be excited to understand what is behind them and what's going to be out on that field with these guys. So maybe talk a bit about the process, what you were looking for, and then maybe talk about a few of the key coaches that are coming in new.
Yeah. You know, like this is my ninth time, you know, having been a head coach at a certain school. So the thing with me was I always felt like the staff has to incorporate three elements. And those elements, one is playing, you know, at a high level, like, because if you can play, I think you can touch a kid on how to play. You can be a technician at that position. The next is next level coaches, you know, somebody that's coached in college that can help the kid understand what it takes to play at that level. And then the third is homegrown guys that can understand where you're living, what you're doing, where you're from, and what you're going through. So every good staff, I think, has those elements. And I think that we put together something that's exactly that. With the addition of Coach Harvey, Davis Harvey, who's, you know, in the next room here, he's a experienced defensive coordinator. But the big thing for him is, you know, he's an alumni here. He graduated in 91 and even went to this school before it was built when it was a junior high. And I think that's a huge, huge thing when you talk about, you know, filling the right people here. And, you know, we need guys that are experienced, and he's seen a lot of football, and you know, the kids have adjusted really well to him and his coaching. So I'm excited about Davis. We brought on another guy that's not official yet, but played, like Cordell, played 10 years in the NFL, coached in the NFL, coached Division I college for 5 or 6 years, and is currently a sitting head coach, you know, in Florida. So, you know, as soon as that gets released here, that'll be released probably on Wednesday. That's going to be a big hire for us. And then, you know, he'll be working with the front on the defense as well. And, you know, and then to retain the guys we did, obviously. I mean, I think the coolest thing about this staff is there's accomplished people throughout. Mike Gold is an accomplished attorney, somebody that's seen life and from another world that's not football. Charles Maggiata, like, these people have accomplished so much in their professions that I think that's important to be around kids, to show them there's other paths other than just football. And then, you know, of course, Slash and Salipa and all of his life lessons that he brings, and Bo Lark being a former player for me. Like, you know, we can go up and down this list, but I'm really, really excited about it. And I can't, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Vinny Saponara, our new director of media, who's putting out all these cool videos. That guy's amazing. And, you know, when I met with him, it's funny how we were tied. Like, our families were from the same place. And you know, my dad is from Key West, and his dad is from Key West as well. So just a lot of similarities. And I feel really good about what we got this year.
Yeah, I look forward to that. And I look forward to, you know, as the year goes on and we get closer to the season, getting a lot of these guys in and just having conversations. And, you know, I'd like to, you know, we'll get into it maybe one or two at a time and let the parents and let everybody meet these guys, you know, through the podcast. What I love about it is, let's face it, you know, they're not coming here for all the money in the world or anything. They're coming here because, you know, they really want to help. They see something. Well, obviously, you know, you see something in you, but they see something in these boys, and they're out there every day working to try to make them better, make them better players, better men and everything. And you have to respect that so much. And that's one thing I love about it.
I look at Slash, and, I mean, he drives from Buckhead every day. And if you guys know him, you know, everybody's familiar with him now. He doesn't miss practice. Once he gets going, he doesn't miss. He's here early. He's working late. And I mean, back and forth. So he's lost a significant amount of money to be here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're thankful for it as a staff, you know, and I know the community is too, but it's really cool to see someone like that. And then you go down the line again, like everybody I've mentioned before, and Lomax, and the amount of time that he puts in, how much he cares about these kids coming from the Sharon Springs world. I mean, it's just like, I can go on and on and on. And we've got a young coach named Athan Thurman that I think is going to be a really good coach. You know, a loyal kid that really respects the profession, and he really trusts, you know, somebody that fits him well, and I think it's somebody that you'll end up taking with you wherever you go. So Jay Glimpf, I'm looking at the thing now. Yeah. Ronnie, I mean, these are all really good people here. Mike Dunn, who was, you know, he's been with me from the start. He was the first quarterback I ever coached, and then I go from coaching him to coaching with him at Northview, and now, you know, he stayed here, and now I'm back, and now he's at South, because it's just really cool, man. So I could go on. I can honestly go on for a long time. And I think what we'll end up doing, because this is such a feature for our program, is maybe, you know, doing little interviews. And Vinny's working on that with each guy and kind of letting everybody understand where they're from and what they bring.
Yeah. I think that would be a great idea, everybody. Like, get to know the coaching staff. Really learn. Like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm just sitting there talking to Davis Harvey just for a few minutes and getting, like I said, we went back to him being in the first school. We talked about the graduating class being 30. Then I'm going to end up like finding out, well, man, he lived in Cincinnati, out of Cincinnati for a while, you know, and all that. So just a great conversation. I think that would be a great idea to do it for most. You know, you mentioned Cordell. Yeah, driving from Buckhead and everything. Not only coaching, I pulled in one day and he had a power washer out. He's out there power washing behind the stands and everything, you know. And then every time he gets a chance, he talks about how he's ruined my Bengals life forever. You know, watching him score so many touchdowns and everything. So yeah, that'll be a lot of fun to get into. So I really look forward to that. Let's move on to the players and everything. Obviously, we had a senior class that went out. You got a new one that's coming in, and you got a lot of the younger players and everything. So you've had them. You've obviously worked with them for weightlifting and everything in the off season, but you've now got them on the field for a couple weeks. And so, talk about that a little bit. What it's been like? How the rust looks on them, and or doesn't look on them. And the other thing that I always like to look for. I've always said, it's always nice for a coach to go from one season to the next and go, wait a minute, where'd that kid come from who maybe wasn't as noticed last year, but all of a sudden he's gotten bigger, he's gotten faster. You can tell he's worked in the off season. How much of that type of stuff you're seeing?
A lot. Significant gains in the weight room, which I felt was really cool. And I'm really speaking almost directly to the twins. And the twins, I mean, Keaton and Kirk Erickson, how much work they put in the off season to be where they are right now. Both of them are going to contribute, and I think that who they are as people is really become leaders on this team. So I'm excited for them. You know, Will Weisenbaker, Will Froh, there's guys that have just kind of come out of nowhere. Aiden Howard, you know, these are kids that are really, they're becoming who we thought they could be. And I'm excited to really, you know, this game to kind of see what they can do and, you know, perform under lights and under a little bit of pressure.
Yeah. You know, I tell you another thing, too. That's great to hear, and I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. Now, granted, this is a little bit different game, what we're doing. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I do want to point out one significant change to the roster that's happened, and it's gotten a lot of news. It is. You have a new player that's come in from South Carolina, quarterback, and, you know, number 10, Kale Samfong Talia. Did I get it right? Oh, great. Fantastic. I will not be saying that whole name every time I call his name on a Friday night. I think it'll be number 10, Kale. You know, we'll go, well, QB Kale. We'll do that. But sophomore, big kid, obviously very intelligent, everything. And you know, so talk a little bit about, you know, him coming in, how he's gelled with the players. But then I think another one that we really need to talk about is, you know, you've got number 2, Will Watkins, who was the quarterback last year. He did everything he could. And Will's, to me, that kind of kid that's going to do anything you need. And, you know, and I know he's going to be making a transition. So I want to talk a little. First, talk about, you know, Kale coming in, and then talk a little bit about Will.
Well, let me talk about Will first.
Please do.
Because he deserves it. This kid, if you put this situation on someone else, right, there's no telling how they take it. You could say it as, oh, someone came in here and took his spot. This kid didn't blink. You talk about the ultimate player, somebody that wants to play for the team and, I mean, transitions to another position, I mean, seamlessly. And then not only that, thrives and is probably, I mean, you could argue he's the best one we've got. Will is, I would argue, the best athlete on this team, and it's not close. He'll play both sides for us. I don't know if he's going to leave the field. You know, but, like, again, I go back to, you know, football. I've seen enough football to where, like, this stuff's cool. The running around and the scholarships and stuff, all that stuff's cool. But who you are as a person, and I can't speak more about that kid. Mm-hmm. Just how he's handled things and how he kind of manages his life is really respectable. So I'm excited for that. But, you know, you talk about Kale. He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. And it's not close. And it's not hard for me to say that. And I'm not exaggerating. So, you know, when people ask, it's like, I don't know how else to phrase this other than he would start at most colleges today. So that's the kind of talent we're dealing with. And then you add in the element of who his family is, who he is. All these things are going to make for almost the perfect player going forward, and somebody that you'll see in the news and somebody that you'll, you know, read about. And you can see that now. Like, a lot of people are offering all that stuff. So it's going to be so exciting to see where he can go and where he can take his talents and how we as a coaching staff can really perfect him and polish him and then hand him off to the next staff, you know, to do what they can do. And then they hand him off, and, you know, and then now you're talking draft in the NFL, and all those things are possible for him. So this is really cool to get in on the ground level here and have all our coaches touching him and kind of just be a part of his journey.
You know, and you talk about that. One thing that, you know, I liked it in our conversation prior to this was not only you talked about the player he is and everything, but, you know, the type of person he is. And you said, you know, the way he's gelled with the team, but also you can tell that maybe he's a just kind of a born leader as well and knows how to do that.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's got the off the field stuff is check. And again, it's my job to keep that a check, right? To make sure that he stays humble. But at the same time, I don't have to because he comes from a family that, you know, that's their priorities, is to make sure that it's family first. It's always respectful to everybody that comes through the door. So he's got that. And that's why I enjoy being around him. Again, the talent stuff's whatever. Like, yeah, he's talented. Like, yeah, he can play. He is the best quarterback in 2029. There's no question. So now it's just about, can we really perfect the other stuff?
Yeah, it'll be exciting. I know that, you know, this is early on, and, you know, we'll get to see a little bit of his arm on Friday night with some of the things that are going on, so we're excited about that. But it's definitely grown some excitement here at South Forsyth, and we look forward to, you know, seeing him on the field. And, you know, and also seeing what, you know, what Cordell can do with him, and, you know, and your former player, quarterback coach, you know, what he's able, you know, Mike Dunn, what he's able to do to him. So you got to do it with him. So you got a lot of talent behind that young man pushing him. And then, of course, you know, you got all the other players. So hopefully it all gels and comes together.
Yeah, and, you know, first it kind of started – when I got here, it's like, man, Cordell's coming, and, you know, everyone was like, you know, excited, but I don't know if anybody thought it was real or not. And the same, you know, you see now the quarterbacks here. Well, the quarterback, I guess, with him brought like every college in the country. So, you know, even just today, we had two SEC schools in here, and I mean, I don't know when that's happened, you know, not just the South, but in this county. I mean, it, maybe a handful of times prior to this, but I think I feel pretty comfortable saying he might be the biggest thing to ever come out of this county. Before said and done, I mean, he's just a freshman. So, yeah, this is really cool. It's not just for South Forsyth. It's more so for Cumming and for the whole county. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Now, for the school year, when he starts the season, he'll be a sophomore. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. But like you said, you just probably just tweak some people to go, what, are you kidding me, that he is a freshman right now? I mean, so think about that. That's an amazing statement and everything he's been getting so far and all the accolades and everything. But, you know, we know that he wants to get on the field and make that happen. So we're excited that he's here. And you never know. Maybe we'll see some other kids come flowing in here as well. Because when you get talent like that, more people decide to move into the area and follow. So hopefully that's the case. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Friday night. Obviously, we've got the blue and white game back. We didn't have it last year because we had, you know, we played an extra exhibition game, scrimmage game in the fall. But this one, folks, is going to be a little different. This is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, let's just start off with, when you come in, there is going to be food trucks back here behind the field house and behind the Eagle's Nest. There is going to be bounce houses. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. You know what? I'm normally in the press box calling the game. You know what? If we can make sure that if the wireless mic works the whole time with all the people and everything, I'm going to be down on the field walking around and doing that. We might have music playing in the background during what the events are going on and everything. So just really a lot of fun. And just kind of lay out what it is for it. We're putting them in different segments. Coach has put this together. And we're going to start, hopefully, we're still trying to work it out. Hopefully at 6 o'clock we have the youth coming in to do some drills with a company there. But for the football team, for the varsity and JV, it really gets started at 6:30. And we're going to have 7-on-7 competition for like 15 minutes. Then we're going to have a punt challenge where we also have the flag football girls involved, you know, with catching and getting points. We're going to have, you know, reps from what's called 3rd and 6. And then we're going to have a 2nd and 8. And, you know, and then at halftime, the seniors from last year are going to get involved, and they're going to play a flag football game for 15 minutes, but their score counts. I mean, whoever wins that's going to get points for either the blue or white team, so that's exciting. And then a couple more competitions, one called Move the Ball, and then end with what is always fun, a kicking competition where both kickers have two kickers. They go certain distances, right hash, left hash, and, you know, and distances and everything. So a lot of excitement there. And then the way it'll be, all the players, they'll all come out in blue jerseys because that way we have one single roster. And pretty much, other than the specials, Coach, this is pretty much an offense versus defense because the offense will be the blue, and then the defense will have yellow pennies on. And so it's pretty much an offense versus defense versus this special, you know, punt and kick competition. Well, actually, versus the punt, you know.
Man, it should be a lot of fun. I kind of scratched my head why other – this is the first time I've seen this in high school. But, I mean, we're doing everything but football. So I told the coaches, like, our football stopped on Thursday. This is about the community and having some fun. But, again, we're still getting some work. So you'll see some of the, like you said, the situations. You know, we'll take a few reps at 3rd and 6. We'll have a 2nd and 8 segment, and then we'll move the ball coming out of halftime and just see how we manage the different situations of football. And the hope is that we leave this spring game with understanding who we have questions that need to be answered, and I think we have ways to answer that. And it gives us momentum going into the summer. So when you look at what a spring is supposed to accomplish, this is probably the best format, right? Because at the end of it, my questions will be answered, and the community's got involved with food trucks, which I hope there's a taco food truck, and I think everybody at that point will be happy.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think it's exciting, and like I said, we're really trying to bring fun back into this and everything, and this list that I'm looking at is definitely generates fun. I call it mass chaos. This might be. We will do our best to keep the score correct and everything because we know we like the bragging rights. But the one thing, the reason they're also wearing, you know, the all blue jerseys, because there's going to be guys going back and forth, you know, back and forth, back and forth. So at the end of the day, it's pretty much offense versus defense. But I think it's really exciting that we get the seniors in from last year to do some stuff. And then, yeah, with the food trucks, I imagine it's going to be good. I can't wait to see what that is, the bounce houses and everything. Love seeing the youth out there, but it's exciting. Like I said, folks, we're going to play music. We're going to everything. And to give you, let you an idea, know when you're for picking your seats, we will not be using the whole field. We will be doing everything. If you're on the, in the stands looking at the field, it'll be the 50-yard line to the goal line to the left. So that'll be the side. They'll be warming up on the right side, and then all the activity and everything will be going towards the, you know, the eagle helmet, everything where the bounce houses is and everything. So you never know. Maybe they'll even run over and jump in a bounce house every once in a while and after they score a touchdown or something. So we'll see. But we're excited for doing this, and then and can't wait to get it going. Hey, before we end too, I just want to give a shout out to my partner Greg Golden. He really wanted to be here, you know, with us, but he's still doing his rehab stuff. But I promise you, he's behind the scenes, and when he puts this out, he will put a long list of text and wording out there, really laying out a lot of stuff. So Greg's still involved. It just, unfortunately, he's still rehabbing and not able to make it up here. So we're always thinking about Greg and look forward to everything that he can do for us. Coach, I think it's going to be exciting. I'm glad we're getting the first coach's corner under the books, and then we'll obviously get some more as before the season starts. But last comments, anything before heading out and ready for Friday?
Yeah, Doug, you don't get enough credit, man. You're coming here doing this, and then you're going to be down there emceeing the whole event. I mean, Doug Thomas deserves a shout out here, and like you mentioned Greg before, you know, with thoughts with him, but like, man, Doug, you deserve a trophy. If I had one, I'd give it to you. Appreciate you, Doug.
Oh no, I really appreciate that. It's so much fun, and I enjoy it, and I look forward to this time of year. Absolutely. All right, for everybody, this is Doug Thomas from ForesightSports365.com, and obviously the head coach, James Thompson. And we look forward to a Friday night. We look forward to seeing everybody out here yelling, screaming, having fun, listening to music, and just having a good time with us before the kids head off into the, you know, maybe have a little bit of time off in this, not much time off in the summer. I think they get a week or whatever, and then go from there and then start getting ready for the regular season. So look forward to it. And anyway, the youth will be starting at 6 o'clock, but folks, get here early. The food trucks and everything will be, you know, around the 5 o'clock time frame. The jump houses, everything, the bounce houses, everything there. Get yourselves all something to eat so you're ready to get in the stands by 6 o'clock. All right, take it easy, everybody. And again, ForesightSports365.com. This is our spring edition, and looking forward to seeing everybody Friday night.